anytime a tree seems a bit risky, the concern is to cut it down.
Bill Vitek is a philosophy professor and a resident of Potsdam, New York, one of the villages hardest hit by the January ice storm. In its aftermath, he watched crews cut down more than 300 trees in his village.
Because we don't want a lawsuit. We don't want a branch coming down, hitting a car, or hurting a child and having a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. But I think we have to distinguish between a risk and a hazard. Sure, trees pose risk, but we learn to live with risk. What I think we need to understand is that when a tree becomes hazardous, then we should act. But we shouldn't act so quickly to cut down every tree that just seems like a risk.
Vitek believes there are other factors that should be considered when deciding the fate of a tree, such as whether it's a rare species, its aesthetic value, and its chance for recovery. But he wasn't sure how to get that information into the hands of local officials. Then he had an idea. Each summer, he directs an academic camp for top students from local high schools. They spend a week working on a solution to a community problem, and at the end, they present their findings to local officials. Vitek decided this year's assignment would address the need for a comprehensive evaluation of damaged trees. The 12 students were instructed to design a computer program that evaluates an individual tree from top to bottom. Their motto? Either it's good or it's wood. Erica LaFountain is an 11th grader at Potsdam High School.
We divided the important issues into four groups of money, community health, tree health, and aesthetics. And then we assigned certain people to them, and each group made a spreadsheet with questions for the evaluation of the trees.
Questions like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how damaged is the tree? Is it near a road or power line? Does it have historical significance? And does it provide a home for wildlife? With each answer, the tree gains points. Those trees with fewer points are targeted to come down. The program takes into account dozens of factors, weighing safety and economic concerns with the tree's natural beauty and importance in the community. Potsdam Town Supervisor Pat Brady watched the students' presentation and admits their program is more comprehensive than the evaluation he usually conducts. But he says for him, safety will always be the top priority.
As a municipal official, one of our main concerns is the safety of residents, and so I just wanted to make sure that that was a prime criteria that they were using. Aesthetics is important, historical significance of a tree is important, its canopy is important, but liability issues are also important.
The students say they now recognize that these are tough decisions to make. Public officials all over the country struggle to strike that balance between safety and environmental concerns. But student Erica LaFountain believes the program they've developed could help any community.
I think that this project wasn't just a project. Like, it actually could be used, and though, I mean, it was made by amateurs. And not only that, but we've learned how to assess trees completely, not just make programs about it.
While safety issues are a major part of the evaluation, the students also wanted to consider the tree's impact on things like air quality and even tourism. Vitek says that's not surprising, since these high school students come from a generation that's grown up in an era of greater environmental awareness.
They are certainly better trained and more aware of the environment than the generations above them, I think. I mean, and certainly more than, in most cases, more than their parents and more than their grandparents. And so they, I guess you might say, they're more pro-tree than a lot of us are. And I think they want to make a difference.
Vitek believes the students' program could be a useful tool for public officials. Those that attended said they would consider using it, and Vitek plans to post it on the World Wide Web, where urban foresters around the world will have access to the kind of comprehensive tree survey that most cities lack. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Potsdam, New York.